This is the Phil Henry Show. Get ready for the entire Inland Sunshine Tri-County District Valley. The Skippy and Frank Morning Show on WARPED, Warp Radio, for the entire Inland Sunshine Tri-County District Valley Lettuce Belt. And now, two of the funniest guys in radio today, Skippy and Frank.
Skippy and Frank Morning Show. How you doing? 506-685-506. Skippy and Frank Morning Show. I'm Skippy.
I'm Frank.
Hey, what's going on today?
Hey, what's going on today? Today's Columbine anniversary.
Oh, man. That's rude, man. That's very harsh. That whole Columbine thing was harsh, wasn't it?
I'll say it's harsh, man. When people get their stuff blown away.
No doubt about it. As Columbine today, if you ever been a shooting victim, come on down, we'll sign your rack.
Yeah, if you've been a shooting victim, come on, we'll sign your rack. Skippy, to sign your rack.
I'll sign her butt.
I'll sign her rack.
How about that Columbine, anyway?
Well, the kids shot people up and everything.
You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to do the anniversary of Columbine. I'm going to shoot you, Frank.
No, I'm going to shoot you.
Shoot you. Hey, today I'm Skippy Klebold.
And I'm Frank Harris. Awesome.
But first, what do you say we go up to Captain Butthole? Captain Butthole has the traffic up there. Find out about what the traffic's like with Captain Butthole. Hey, Captain Butthole, how you doing?
Hey, Skippy and Frank, how are you doing? My name isn't Butthole, by the way. It's Bud Hall, but of course you've been butchering my name for the last 3 months, ever since the program director hired you. You guys are the most talented, most least talented assholes that I've ever worked with in my life. I hate your guts, and I hope you guys die in a horrible flaming plane crash or anything, like a train wreck, something like that. I hate you. Go to hell. Rot in your grave. And this is Commander Bud Hall with traffic.
All right. Yeah, that's great. That's Commander Butthole. Hey, look who's on the phone.
You know what? That's looks to me like it's President Bush.
President Bush is on the phone here at Columbine Day. It's going to be a Fred Morning Show.
That's a special big celebrity horn.
Somebody's got to blow his horn.
Well, let's go to the phone. Hey, President Bush, how you doing?
How are you, Skippy and Frank?
Real good. Funny. Thanks for calling the show.
I was listening to the show.
Even though you live in Washington?
Yeah, you guys are 3,000 miles away. I love it.
Okay. Is there anything else funny?
No, not really. I'm just sweeping up all the pubic hairs here left by President Clinton.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
That's pretty funny. That's great. That's President Bush. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
Okay, it's 90 minutes at 5 o'clock. 9 after 5 is going. Check out Skippy and Frank traffic now with Commander Butthole. Hey, Commander Butthole, how's that traffic look?
I told you guys the name's Bud Hall, not Butthole, and the traffic's looking really good, although I hate your guts. I'd like to crash the helicopter right into the radio station, kill both of you. That's what I'd like to do. That's what's going on in my mind. That's the psychopathic thought that I have. But because I have a wife, I have 3 kids, and I got to keep them through school, I'm not going to do that. I'm Commander Bud Hall with traffic.
All right, it's Commander Butthole. Okay, this is, as you know, this is Columbine Anniversary Day, isn't it?
You better believe it's Columbine Anniversary Day. The kids shot up at school.
Now, we thought it'd be funny if we called up a parent, a surviving parent of one of the victims. I just think it'd be really cool, don't you?
Oh, this is going to be a riot.
So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to call up a parent, a surviving parent of one of the victims of Columbine. Let's just call about randomly, okay, right now?
That's what we're going to do is make a random dial out right now.
Hello. Hi, is this a surviving parent of a Columbine victim?
Who is this?
It's the Skippy and Frank Morning Show. Number one morning show in Italy, the entire Inland Sunshine Tri-County District Valley. You're on the Skippy and Frank Show.
You're on the Skippy and Frank Show right now, sir.
Who? Who are you people?
Did your kid get killed at Columbine?
My wife's asleep. I don't know who you people are, but we are...
Hey, what was it like when your kid got shot?
You filth. You filthy, damn you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, look, it took us to get that phone number. That's great. It's Skippy and Frank Morning Show. Another first for the Skippy and Frank Morning Show. We just called up a parent of a kid that got shot at Columbine, and they got on the air with us and everything, and he hung up on us. You want to know why? Because we were too quick and too smart for him. We were just so funny and hip. That's fantastic. Our Skippy and Frank Morning Show here. Time right now. Don't live at 5511. Skippy and Frank Morning Show. And let's go out there and find out what Commander Butthole's doing right now. Commander Butthole out the traffic there. And find out what's happening there with traffic with Commander Butthole. What's going on, Commander Butthole?
The name is Bud Hall. You understand? Bud Hall. Do you understand? Finally! All right, traffic's looking really good out there on the I-5 right now. And moving on to the Southway, we have the expressways all cleared up, okay? Skippy and Frank, I hope you die. I hope you die from testicular cancer. Or for me, I got it. A cancerous tumor attaches itself to your spinal cord. This is Commander Butthole with traffic.
That's Butthole. Skippy and Frank show. Hey, you know what we got going on today? Because this is Big Columbine Anniversary Day. Big Columbine Anniversary Day.
Yeah, Mr. Flannery's coming in here. Mr. Flannery's with Flannery Meats. And Mr. Flannery's going to tell us all about those great Flannery meats. Hey, Mr. Flannery, how you doing?
Come on in, Miss Flannery.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Miss Flannery, what meats are you cooking up?
Well, we at Flannery Meats would like to say that we're very sorry to the parents of... Columbine.
Hey, what's that, a sausage or a brat?
Yes, it's a bratwurst, and we, of course, would like people to shop for their picnic needs at Flannery Meats. And we are donating a portion of our proceeds to a Help the Kids Fund.
Hey, what would happen if I put my penis on that grill?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do right now. Okay, go ahead, do it, Skippy. You're always doing those wacky things.
I'm going to put my penis right on that grill. Find out what happens. What do you think?
Oh, please don't do that. That's not what this business is all about. We're just trying to sell. Please don't do that.
Ow! Yeah!
Oh, God, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm canceling my advertising.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Flannery.
You've been listening to the Skippy and Frank Morning Show. Wasn't it funny? For the entire Tri-County, Inland Sunshine, Tri-County, District Valley Lettuce Belt.
Hey, I gotta put it back on the grill and get grill marks on the other side. Yeah!
Looks good enough to eat.
Homo!
Skippy and Frank Show on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And later on in our broadcast, Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10, which is going to count down the top 10 records in America for you. Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10. Don't miss that. Stick around for that later on in our show. You know, there's another... We're always talking about how this show, you know, we try to do things that other shows don't do. And, of course, with the way that we position our characters, the way that we... excuse me, the way that we do our... The way that we improv our characters and weave them in and out of phone calls, blah, blah, blah. But there's also the subject matter that we hit. And I'll give an example. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had Bobby Dooley. And Bobby is the little character voice that I do. She's a lady that is the president of a homeowners association. And her eldest son, Seth, was afraid to go back to school because now he couldn't give a wedgie to the kid that he ordinarily bullied because these kids were shooting people. Bullied kids were now bringing guns and shooting people, and she thought it was horrible that her son, just because he's popular and gives a good-natured wedgie, noogie, and good-naturedly beats up kids every now and again, that he has to be in fear for his life. And, of course, people were calling in and saying that she was an idiot. That was the part that we were able to elicit, and that was the part that we knew we would elicit, and that was the phone calls from the people who suddenly were in a position, to say, well, maybe that kid with the gun was cool. Not cool, but he was all right. I mean, at that point, kids with guns in schools, you know, throw them into a hole, man. Throw them into a deep, dark hole and let them rot.
But we did this hour, and suddenly we got these people calling in and saying, well, your son shouldn't be bullying him, and no wonder he brought a gun to school, right? So that's like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Guess what's happening in San Diego right now? They got a thing, what's this called? Save Andy Williams. And that don't mean they're collecting his albums. I mean, the kid that went in there with the gun, they're saying save him in Santee High. Save him. Save Andy Williams because, well, you know, the kid, he had a tough life, and the kid, he's poked fun at him because he had big ears, and he was skinny, and they stole his skateboard, and no wonder, and don't throw this boy's life away. After all, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, life imitating art, man, it doesn't happen anywhere to the extent that it happens on this show. You think I'm saying that people down in San Diego heard the show and have decided to go out and save Andy Williams? No, I don't think they would. If anybody down there had heard the show, they would have said quite the opposite, that they don't want to look like a bunch of fools setting up some fund for some kid that walked in and just blindly started shooting people, because that's what those people are down there. They're utter and complete fools. Just fools. The kid's a sociopath. He picked up a gun. He went and he shot totally innocent people. Guess what? I had big ears as a kid. I had huge ears. My brother used to say stuff to me like, don't run too fast, you might take off. All the big ear jokes. I got all that material laid on me very early. I had freckles. I was skinny. People pushed me around. And I only shot one guy. This kid shot two. No, I never in my wildest dreams. Well, gee, Phil, are you setting yourself up as some paragon of morality? Well, in this case, yes, I am. Only in this case, okay? Because I know one thing. I got through childhood a hell of a lot better than this kid is getting through it, if he ever gets through it. So, you know, I mean, we do stuff in a show like that all the time where all of a sudden something happens. And we thought of it like a month, 2 months before. See, that's the weakness. We got to stop doing that, Mike. We're too freaking ahead of. We're way too ahead of the curve here, man. We got to start to slow it down. Let some of these people catch up. Save Andy. I saw that. I almost choked on my freaking Goline cereal, man. Save Andy Williams from what? Prison? Oh, gee, bad thing. Kid goes to prison. You people down there, man, would you freaking get a clue as to how this world works? And don't give me this stuff about, well, he can rehabilitate him, he's just a kid. Of course, certainly. CYO, which is the California Youth, CYA, California Youth Authority, has got thousands of kids that you clowns down there in Santee could get up off your ever-widening cans, go up to the CYA Authority, and talk to some of the kids they got up in there for manslaughter. There's thousands of them. Thousands and thousands and thousands that nobody gives a crap about. How do I know? I met him. I did a show from up there about 9 years ago. What I'm doing a comedy show from a prison for is anybody's guess, but I did. I just had a kid's in there, 15 years old, manslaughter. And they're women. They're girls. 16-year-old girl. What are you in for? Manslaughter. What are you in for? Second-degree murder? First-degree murder? 15, 16-year-old girls. And they belong there. They belong there, man. But if you want to start to rehabilitate somebody, why doesn't that Andy Williams kid get to the back of the line? Oh, look, I don't want to get on a soapbox, okay? But the whole thing about, you know, if I'd known that I would have gotten this much attention by shooting somebody when I was a kid, hell, I might have tried it. I'm kidding, Mike. He's nodding his head earnestly like, yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm just joking. I couldn't do it. And, you know, when we were kids, man, all we did was say, hey, you know what, man, this world really sucks. People treat me bad. I'm going to go out and make myself better than the rest of these creeps, you know. I'm going to make $1 million, or I'm going to become famous, or I'm going to invent an invention. What are you going to go? I'm going to go out and invent an invention. You watch. What's it going to be? I haven't invented it yet. Save the kid. Are you dreaming? Where's that news story? It just tightened my jaws. Sticking up for the kid. Save Andy Williams. They got a petition. They don't want him tried as an adult. They got a lot of other crap to the point now where the parents of the kids that were killed or shot, they're like backing off because they don't want to come off too, you know, gee, they don't want to say anything bad about the kid. One woman was interviewed in the newspaper this morning. I couldn't believe my eyes. And she was the mother of one of the kids that was attacked. And she said, well, you know, I hope he gets help. I mean, she's having to backpedal. Because she's got a bunch of folks down there that are, oh, well, the poor kid, you know, and what, you know, this is a petition in the courthouse steps. You creeps, get a life. Oh, what do I care? Let the kid go free. I'm 236 pounds and a half as of today. Let's just segue out of Andy Williams and his sociopathy, his humorous sociopathy, and let's talk about my weight loss. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry for Weight Watchers. No, I don't endorse Weight Watchers, although I do use their program. I stole it from my wife. I've never been to a meeting, and I haven't paid any dues. I simply took the book from my wife, and we got a 2-for-1. That's how we're doing Weight Watchers. I don't mean anything bad by that. I hope Weight Watchers continues. By God, they've saved my life. But it's just that, you know, I didn't have to pay any money. Maria did. She went to the meetings. She goes, and now I'm a lifelong member. Whatever. You're a lifelong member. It means you get to go in and use their scale? What? Actually, what it means is, as a lifelong member, she'll get any new information, new books, blah, blah, blah. She'll get to get. But she just brings it home to me. 236 and a half pounds. That's down a pound and a half from last week. And the other thing, just so you guys know, I'm not on the bicycle every day. I'm alternating now. I'm out walking and running because that bike, when I would walk into the office and I saw that life cycle, it began to look like a torture chamber to me. It began to look like a torture device. It was like, oh, my God, I gotta get on that bike again. So I started thinking, well, I'm going to go out and run or something. And today I ran. I ran down a bunch of streets, and a dog chased me, and I ran faster than ordinarily I would run. And it's a big dog, you know, and I'm wondering, yard, fence, leash, anything ringing a bell over there, you folks. Thank you. Oh, we like our dog to get out and get a little bit of air. Good for him. He's out on the street, man. He's chasing me. Well, he doesn't hurt anybody. You ever hear people say, oh, he won't hurt anybody, like you're a real dumbass because you didn't know that? How am I supposed to know? Oh, he won't do it. He won't hurt you. He's just a friendly. Well, I don't know whether he's going to hurt me or not. Your dog's running after me here. He's all friend. Oh, look at you all pussed out. Come on now. He's just until the thing takes like a pound of flesh out of my leg. I bet you that was the last thing that woman heard who got eaten by that dog up there in San Francisco. Oh, he won't hurt you. He's just... You're dead. That famous last words, oh, he won't hurt you. He's just friendly. He just wants to smell you. Sure, go ahead, let him stick his nose up your ass crack. That's good, because he's, well, it's a little embarrassing. Oh, come on, he's just being friendly. He's curious. Well, fine. He's a dog, I'm a man. I deserve some dignity. And, oh, come on, now he's going to get angry if you don't let him stick his nose right up into your crotch. Well, you know what, and guess who's going to lose that argument? Okay, go ahead, sniff. But the doggies, you know. But, yeah, so I was, you know, running over hill and over dale, and here's the dogs barking. I can hear them echoing through my head. So I'm running, man, and I was running. And I haven't run like that in literally years. I'm 236 pounds. This is the lightest I've been since 19, get ready for this now, 1998, at least 3 years. Maybe even four. I think I'm as light as I was in the fall of 97 when we did the West Hollywood Nut Parade. And I had quit smoking then, and I put on 40 pounds immediately. So I think I was 210 back in October of 1997. And then sometime in that period I gained. So this is the lightest that I've been. And I ate all of my points up, which I get 29. The only thing left for me to do is to eat popcorn, so I ate popcorn last night because there's only 1 point for a full 18 tons of popcorn is 1 point. So you could eat 650 tons of popcorn, and you'd be right at your limit for the day. And that's what I ate last night, shoveling down popcorn. Okay, anyway, but I feel great. And also my rear end hurts, so that must, Maria said, it'll work your glutes if you run. And I didn't know what glutes were until I got out of bed this morning. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, this is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're about to embark on a bit we call Here's What the Hendry Family Endorses Commercially. But first, I have to impart some very sad news. And I know it is going to come particularly sad to the residents of Miami, particularly the Cuban community. But I must at this time inform you that Elian Gonzalez is doing just fine. Apparently, he's happy. Tragically, he is happy and well-adjusted. I'm so very sorry. 1-800-449-8686. I just got the news. What are you laughing at me for? They just said that on CNN. Telling me I'm the bearer of bad tidings. I didn't do it. She did it, okay? So I'm very sorry to my many Cuban listeners, but apparently Elian Gonzalez is happy, smiles a lot, goes to school, has balloons and crisp and happy birthday parties, and plays Nintendo. How could we have let this happen? We let the kid go back to Cuba, and now, guess what? He's happy. He loves his father. He calls his stepmother mom. He's playing soccer. He just had a dental checkup. Checked out great. Kid hasn't had any flu or cold over the last 6 months. Why? Maris Lacy, wherever you are, baby, I know you're just wailing into the camera there with a... or whatever the hell it was that you did with that kisser. Man. You know, you're not a bad-looking woman, but when you were doing that wailing into the camera bit, holy God, looked like something out of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I'm sorry. He's happy. And for all of us that worked so very hard to ensure that everyone in America would know when he got back to Cuba, he would be tied to a rack and flayed alive and then put into the army where he would be shot dead in Angola. Oh, God. It's not going to happen. All right. Okay. Let's move along, huh? Phil Hendry Show here. Here are the products that we use in our home, in the Hendry household. And I'd like a lot of you, I know a lot of you have your notepad down. You want to write down some of these products. These are the things that we buy. These are the things that we endorse. I'm not being paid to mention any of these product names. None of them, as far as I know, are even advertisers on the Phil Hendry Show. But, you know, proof is in the pudding, baby. What do we use in our house? I'm going to tell you what we use in our house. This is the stuff that we, not only do we buy it over and over again. We love it. First thing that I wanted to mention is we buy that new triple-pack microwave bacon from Hormel. That stuff is awesome. You put it in the microwave. There's four little pieces of bacon to a packet. You microwave it. You have four beautifully crisp pieces of bacon. And you buy the whole pack. I think you get a total of like 10 pieces of bacon, and it's only $15 a pack. So I'm just kidding about that. It's a better value than that. It's really cool, and I do it because I'm a lazy creep. Actually, I don't want to buy that crap anymore, though, because I like cooking the bacon in the pan. Don't you? Hearing it sizzle away? But I did it one morning because I had to cook the kids' breakfast, and they squeal. You know, when they come downstairs, and one morning Marie and I knocked ourselves out. We made bacon. We made eggs. We did a little bit of sausage. We had some, you know, orange juice. Maria made this really awesome potatoes for breakfast, you know. It was just awesome. And the kids were like, we're going to have eggs again? And I flipped. I said, look, young people of America, and I had them all stand in front of me like I was General Eisenhower reviewing the troops. I said, stand there. The next time you come down those stairs to this kitchen and your mother has made you breakfast, you will say, thank you, mother, for making us breakfast. May I have cereal instead? That's what you'll say. Do you understand? And they mumble just, you know, as the new Nintendo generation will.
Yeah, you suck.
Okay, good. Now get out of my sight. Actually, I walked out of the kitchen then, and they stayed there and ate. And I got halfway out, and I said, wait a minute, I told them to get out of my sight, and I'm walking. So that was embarrassing, but I got over that. But that's the way, you know, don't mess with mom when you're with me, because I'll leave the room. I'll just get up and leave. We also eat turkey hot dogs. Now, I don't know the brand of the turkey hot dog we eat, but we love, and I particularly love, the Hebrew National Kosher Fat-Free Hot Dog. It is the bomb, man. It's only 1 point on Weight Watchers. And then I get the Oro Wheat Light Hot Dog Buns. That's only 1 point. I can have like 6 hot dogs for a total of 12 points. And when you only get 10 points a day, I'll be getting fatter. But right now I got 29 points, so that's cool. We also have the Roman meal bread and the Roman meal hot dog buns, which are very good. I don't know why anybody would buy the white, you know, whatever. We also drink Altadena milk, non-fat, and we buy the big, large gallon Minute Maid orange juice jugs. We eat Garden Burgers and Boca Burgers, Maria and I, because, you know, because of my thing. But Boca Burgers, the Garden Burgers, I don't dig them that much. Maria loves them. The Boca Burgers are the freaking bomb. Right over, they're wonderful. I use Menin Speed Stick deodorant, Sport Scent. Maria uses Secret. We brush our teeth with Crest. We just get the regular Crest flavor, none of that, you know, the multicolored crap. I gargle with Vaughn's generic brand mouthwash that we sort of mix up. We get the Listerine variety and the mint, and we make our own concoction. Because if your home is anything like our home, the breath around there in the morning is, come on, right? It's foul. So the first thing I do in the morning is I brush my teeth and I wash my mouth out with mouthwash. And then I come downstairs to take the kids to school. And, of course, their breath is foul and acrid. Nobody does it for me. I'm the guy that, you know. What we like to do is we shop for our groceries at Vaughn's, but we like the meats and produce at Gelson's. Craig's looking at me like, what a freaking flaming poser. God! Well, I didn't know. Maria says to me, go get all the stuff at Vaughn's, but for meat and produce, Gelson's. And it is good. Gelson's got good steaks and stuff. They cost $600 a pound. I gotta take out a loan, man, to go over there and get a damn pork chop. But it's good. So anyway, we rent our movies from Blockbuster. Why? I don't know. We got a Blockbuster card. I am going to wean myself off of that joint if it takes, forever. I gotta get out of Blockbuster. I gotta get out of Blockbuster. Didn't we do a show once where people called and told me where I can go in T.O. to get the hell out of that Blockbuster? What was the place, Mike? Hollywood Video. Yeah, there you go. Why did I even ask? Yeah, oh, Netflix. That's what I got to do, Netflix. Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten, you know. We buy the microwavable popcorn. I don't know the brand, but it comes in a cellophane package pouch thing. And it's awesome, and that's what I eat. I can't tell you the last time I actually popcorn in a pan. You know, but that's what we do. We also use the Grey Poupon mustard with the peppercorns that are crushed in it and the regular plain Grey Poupon mustard. And Maria likes that Engelhofer mustard because it's like red hot. Craig, you like that stuff? Engelhofer is so freaking good, man, but it'll burn the flesh right off your tongue. In other words, it's fun. We use Heinz ketchup because the kids, you know, they're kids. They put ketchup on everything. I could cut like, hey, kids, look, venison steak.
We put ketchup on it?
Yeah, go ahead. Jesus. Hey, look, this is Chateaubriand. Yeah, go ahead, put the ketchup. Ketchup goes on everything. Ketchup goes on their eggs. And they do another thing with ketchup. Do you put ketchup on a hot dog? I do not put ketchup. I put a mustard on a hot dog, and I put relish on a hot dog. But I watch the kids put ketchup on a hot dog, and I have to run from the room holding my mouth like I've just identified a dead body. We also use Best Foods fat-free mayonnaise. And I went out and I bought this Jim Beam barbecue sauce. I got to recommend it. It's really good. Do you remember the night you guys came over? It's good stuff. And I use Bubba's barbecue sauce. It's zero calories. It's got no calories, man. It's zero fat. I think it's got some calories, but zero fat. It's really good. We also buy the Boboli pizza crust, and we make our own pizza, you know, with little cheese and stuff. And Maria, like, kicks butt with that Boboli crisp, that crust, man. We use Irish Spring soap and Coast soap, but we also take home soap from different hotels. And when we run out of the regular kind of soap, we use the hotel soaps that we have. The other day we ran out of soap. I said, honey, is it soap? Go get the Disneyland Hotel soap. It's over there in the thing. Yeah. Some of it's like really weird. You don't know what your... One soap had oatmeal in it or something. Good Lord. Just get the regular soap. Maria uses all the hair care products. I don't use, you know, I don't know what they are because oddly enough, they don't make much difference to me. Oh, that's right. I'm bald. I forgot. I usually stop at either Mobil or Union 76 gas stations. I don't really give a crap. Oh, by the way, my line just hung up.
Don't mention it on the air. Never mind. I'm out of the running, man, unless one of you guys... Okay, so anyway, I'll stop at any gas station, but Maria's pretty intense. She likes to stop at Mobile or Union 76. I don't give a crap. If I need gas, don't you just stop any place? The TV shows that I watch are The Sopranos. I watch the Channel 5 Morning News, ESPN Classic. I love that channel. ESPN News I watch. I watch the hockey playoffs on ESPN. The movie channels I watch are Stars, Encore, and HBO because we don't buy the other ones. I don't have the movie channel, and I don't have Cinemax, and maybe I'll buy it. I don't know. Sometimes with the kids, I watch the following TV shows: Titus, The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live, which has been fantastic lately. The general consensus in our house among the kids, by the way, is the funniest guy in history, Chris Farley. Adam Sandler, a close second, which, I'm sorry, wrong on both counts. Well, Chris Farley would, okay. Adam Sandler's very funny. I say that because I'm going to be auditioning for a show that he's executive producing. Otherwise, I'm joking around. We also watch Whose Line Is It Anyway, which is a favorite show of the kids, and I dig it. Maria gets the breadcrumbs for the chicken and the fish. I don't know the brand. It comes in the blue box. What's that blue box breadcrumb thing? Is it Progresso? It's some Italian thing. It's Progresso, yeah. It comes in a blue box. We have that honey that comes out of the bear, that Sue-Bee honey with the squeeze thing. We use Vons brand maple syrup. We use Bisquick for everything, pancakes, biscuits, cornbread. We've got boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese, extra cheesy, with the Rugrat shape. The kids eat Top Ramen noodles. We do have some Campbell soups, but we also have that Snow's clam chowder. You ever had that? I keep threatening to open that up because I love clam chowder. I guess I can't eat anymore because you got to make it with milk and cream, and it's just too fattening. But one of the kids, the older kids, loved that clam chowder. We drink Heineken beer and Coors Light. We drink decaf and Diet Coke, Diet Root Beer from AMW, Cream Soda from AMW, and Fresca. By the way, a friend of mine brought over some Samuel Adams beer, and it's still in the icebox. Been there for 6 months because nobody wants to go near it. I'm sorry. I think it sucks. Oh, God. Oh, you mean they're a sponsor? You know, Samuel Adams is so good, I'm not drinking Heineken anymore. I've been saving it for a special occasion, and tonight's the night. We also, of course, drink Don Julio Blanco tequila. It goes without saying. Absolut vodka, a variety of our great California Cabernet wines, which we love. Our personal pick to click on the California Cabernets. Close to Vol, a 96. Amstel Light is a sponsor. Amstel Light is so good. I'm going to get drunk on it tonight. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. My wife isn't home tonight. I'm getting juiced on Amstel Light tonight. We also get the Mission Tortilla Chips, the fat-free Mission Tortillas. We buy deli salsa. I admit that that we do buy deli salsa, but I make my own guacamole. And by the way, here is the recipe. Should we break? And then I'll give you my guacamole recipe as we continue with what does the Hendry household endorse and use, even though we're not getting paid to mention it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back. We're just going to conclude here with what products does the Hendry family buy and use? And we basically told you about our cream soda. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you is that even though we buy deli salsa, I wish I could tell you which salsa it is that we buy, but we get it out of the deli, the plastic container, and I ain't buying, and I don't mean any disrespect, but when you see a celebrity's name on a product, would you please just realize that it doesn't mean it's good? Like, you know, like Paul Newman's popcorn. We say it's good stuff. Well, Paul Newman, I don't know about his popcorn. I know about his salad dressing. That's good. The Paul Newman salad dressing is very good. Doesn't mean the rest of that crap's any good, especially the spaghetti sauce. But here's the thing that I saw in the store the other day. David Crosby, the dude, the singer, his wife made some salsa. And I looked and I said, well, I'll buy it, you know. Why? Why did I think that? Oh, David Crosby's wife made some salsa. It must be really good.
My wife makes better salsa. With the David Crosby salsa wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. I think she just needs to kind of hone the product a little bit, and it'll be really good. But Maria's sauce is like 50 times better. What the hell am I buying David Crosby's wife's salsa? What other product? You know, like Carol Shelby chili mix. The guy builds cars, man. He doesn't. He was responsible for the Cobra. Beautiful car. Don't mean he know nothing about chili. You know, I mean, what's next? Fernando Lamas orange juice. You gotta get this, because Fernando Lamas, man. Forget about Paul Newman's spaghetti sauce, man. I told you. Did you buy that? Oh, it sucks. I mean, I don't know if it sucks. I didn't mean to say that. I wouldn't buy it because his name's on it. But more and more and more, there's these people with these products, you know. Yeah, you know, I don't know what's Sarah Michelle Gellar's, huh? Craig just said he'll buy it no matter what the product is. Tampons. Okay, gonna buy some now? All right, let me move on. All right, here is my recipe at the Henry House for guacamole. Many people don't like guacamole because it reminds them of what came out of Linda Blair's mouth, but there you go. Here it is, my recipe. You need 6 avocados, juice from half of a lemon, add hot salsa if you wish, and I mean just a little bit of that, cayenne pepper, and very important, kosher salt if you have it. Salt is the key ingredient to good guacamole. It brings the flavor of the avocado out. Spice it up with some of that cayenne. A lot of people like it really hot and spicy. I do. And throw in some of that, salsa if you want to. You don't have to. A lot of people like to throw tomato into salsa. It's completely unnecessary unless it's a really good salsa-style tomato. Then, what else did I say? And have some chips. You don't want to eat it with your fingers. Thank you. That's my recipe. Huh? Tortilla, not potato. Yeah, don't be a fink and...
Can I eat it with Lay's?
Yeah, go ahead. We generally purchase Charmin toilet paper, 1-ply, because we have 4 men in the house. The toilet can get plugged up pretty good. By the way, I have the same bottle of Paco Rabanne cologne that I've had for the last 4 years. That's how sparingly I use it. We buy most of our underwear and socks at JCPenney's. My bank account is with the bank, and I generally am there depositing my paycheck at 11 o'clock at night at an unlit ATM machine because it gives me a thrill. And there you have the Henry family crap that we buy and where we shop and all that crap. Hey! But I ain't kidding you, man. That guacamole, you got to do that. Some people put sour cream in it. That's why I'm making a big thing out of this. You can mess guacamole up so easy, it's a crime. And if you ever go to the store and buy that canned crap, you should turn in your card in the human race. At least turn in your California residence card. You feel that stuff that they have in the deli? Don't do it, man. Dude, don't. It's fake? Oh, great. Imitation freaking guacamole, reconstituted guacamole avocado product. Yeah! Try some of our reconstituted avocado guacamole product today. So don't do it, man. Dude, please don't do it. I'll make you some. I'll send it to your house. It's Phil Henry Show.